Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
Let's turn to national and international media to see what's making the headlines this morning. Well, probably not a major surprise. The presidency dominates two of the headlines, certainly in the national broadsheets this morning. And we're going to start with the Irish Examiner today. Their headline, Aras seeks election rules change. The political correspondent, Judah McEnroe, writing this morning that Aras Anuacht Éireann has asked the president, Michael D. Higgins, be exempted from counting his use of security and state cars as expenses during his re-election campaign. The state's ethics watchdog is now expected to tweak their guidelines for the presidential election once more again before the final expense and donation rules are published this week. There's full details on that story in the Irish Examiner this morning. I want to go to the Irish Independent and their headline this morning, Michael D. in line of Dragon's Fire. Kevin Doyle and Cormac McQuinn writing that two of the Dragon's Den TV show businessmen competing for the presidency have turned fire on the incumbent Michael D. Higgins. Peter Casey, who is expected to formally announce his intentions to seek a nomination today, has described the president's €249,000 salary as bonkers and insisted that he actually won't take the wage. And meanwhile, Sean Gallagher, who of course declared his intentions yesterday and was the runner-up in the 2011 election against Michael D. Higgins. He says he's actually describing this October's presidential election as an opportunity for voters to redefine the role of the president. So you can read more about that in The Independent this morning. But there's also another story on the front of the Irish Independent today that's actually caught my eye. It's Eilish O'Regan, health correspondent, and their headline, More Cancer Victims Face Grueling Court Battles. More women, it's emerged now, caught up in the cervical check cancer scandal, are going to face grueling court ordeals in their fight for compensation, according to this story in the Indo today. Eilish O'Regan writing that an expert group led by the judge Charles Meenan was announced by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar earlier this month to try and look at for an alternative mechanism of redress and also to try and spare the women the strain of going through the court. But Eilish O'Regan writing today that this particular group has yet to meet, and it was due to report in 2 months' time, but has now been given additional work to do by the government and will not have recommendations until February 2019, according to that story today. That issue, though, about cervical smear checks and that controversy also actually takes the centre stage as well in the front of the Irish Times this morning. Their headline, hundreds of cervical smears go out of date as a result of the backlog as that worsens. Hundreds of smear tests performed on women in the cervical check screening programme apparently couldn't be read this year due to delays in processing them, and that's according to new figures Niamh Cahill writing today. It says that the sharp rise in expired or out-of-date samples is basically linked to the surge in the number of women who were seeking the repeat smears following the controversy over the entire cervical screening programme since Vicky Phelan settled her court case back in April. And more details on that story in the Irish Times today. But the main headline actually in the Irish Times this morning, six Irish men to share a $635 million pot after sale of a drug firm. And we'll have more coming up actually on that particular story with Vincent Wall on Breakfast Business from 6:30 this morning. Now, I want to move to the Times Ireland edition and their headline today, Make a Deal with Britain, Macron tells EU leaders, Brexit boost for the UK as the French president intervenes. Seemingly, President Emmanuel Macron in France, of course, preparing to throw Theresa May a lifeline by pushing other EU leaders to agree a close relationship with Britain after Brexit as part of his vision for a united Europe. And you can read more about that in the Times Ireland edition this morning. I want to move to the tabloids now, and it's Justine Valdez who's on the front of two of the tabloids this morning. Of course, she was abducted and murdered by Mark Hennessy earlier on this year. And in the Irish Daily Star today, their headline, Justine's letter from grave, murdered teen left a note telling of her love for her parents. That story is also on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. Murdered Justine's last words to her parents, I'm so lucky to have you as part of my life. The young woman penned a very poignant letter to her parents before she was brutally murdered. And of course, more details about that particular letter and the details and the contents of it in both the Irish Daily Mirror and in the Irish Star as well this morning. I want to go to The Sun, and we mentioned in the news bulletin about the criticism over the housing figure, the homeless figures again continuing to rise. The headline today in The Sun: housing crisis exclusive, homeless hell of O'Dowd cousin. According to the paper, the Hollywood star Chris O'Dowd will be stunned to learn today that his first cousin is homeless. Seemingly the 34-year-old lived in a tent in a graveyard before he was hospitalised, and he's now ready to leave but has nowhere to go. And there's more details in the Irish Sun on that particular story today. I want to go to the Herald as well now today. Their headline: hunt for vicious burglary gang, thugs attack three OAPs within 4 days. An exclusive story: Gardaí are hunting for a violent gang who robbed three old age pensioners in the same estate within 4 days. And seemingly the vicious attack happened when thugs tied up and beat the elderly victims, including an 87-year-old man. And apparently, according to the paper, that happened in their own homes as well. Also want to go to the Irish Daily Mail today and their headline this morning: €2.7 billion. That's the vast amount lost to our economy last year with regards to the number of people shopping online. That's actually a story we're going to turn to a little bit later on in the programme. We're going to be speaking to Retail Excellence Ireland this morning. They want the government to give basically retailers a tax break to help them with the cost of establishing an online presence. So we'll be looking at that a little bit later on. I want to have a look at some of the other stories that's also making the news today within the papers. In the Irish Independent, the headline: private sector workers earn €14,000 less than those in the public sector. Seemingly the private sector workers, their earnings rose faster than public servants within the last year, but they still make more than €14,000 a year less. That's according to new figures revealing the average private sector employee weekly wage increased 84% more than a public sector worker within 12 months. Also in the Irish Independent this morning: farmers are been told to smile at their livestock. Apparently it actually makes the meat taste better. You can read more about this on page 16 of the Independent. Farmers should try and look happy when they're around their animals to make sure that the meat tastes a little bit better after slaughter. That's according to new research. Apparently this study into goats revealed that for the first time, the non-domesticated farmyard animals can recognise human emotions and respond accordingly. And it was carried out by a team at the Queen Mary University of London. They used black and white photographs of humans, showing them either with a happy or an angry face, and they noticed greater interaction among the goats after they'd seen a happy face. So more on page 16 in the Indo in that story today. And also, just very finally this morning, look, we talk at the start of every year about New Year's resolutions, but seemingly September resolutions, that's actually a thing. According to research from Pinterest carried out in the UK, more than half of adults, 56% in England or across the UK, agreed that the end of the summer is the perfect time to try and make some small changes in your personal life. Apparently, number one, holidays, not just for the summer. You can try and grab yourself a great deal or a winter break at a cheap cost. A fifth of people surveyed revealed that they wanted to spruce up their culinary skills, trying new recipes in the kitchen. And in 15% of people surveyed said that they wanted to try a new hobby, including sewing, painting and baking. Do let us know if you're making any September resolutions this year.